Bishra Mikolayim, Daf Mem Ches. The Mishnah, we had a machlokes of Shimon and Chachamim that if you have something planted in the middle, there's not enough space of Dalet Amos between the rows. So Shimon says it's not a kerem. Chachamim say it is a kerem. We look at it like it's not here. Kamisha Eino. So the Gemara says, the Chayr, we find a machlokes, another machlokes in Shas, in the Mishnah, Mishnah Masechus Olos, that whether the similar seem the similar machlokes as here as well. What is the machlokes? The machlokes, the Gemara talks about the mefarshim, bring down in more detail. Marfulda, it's a machlokes. The Gemara brings down where you had a, they found a bunch of mesim, bodies, dead bodies, in an area that you didn't know was a basic kfaros. If you knew the basic kfaros, so it's us, so you can't remove anything from there. You're not allowed to move a person who's buried permanently. You're not allowed to move him from the spot. Also, the effect is you have to submit to other mason there. There are other mason there. That when you bury, that they submit to other people there, it's going to be tamei as well. That there are probably more mason. But if you found where in an area, where in a small area, and there are more mason, more bodies that are placed in there, put all top together, one on top of the other, or in a small area that should only house in a small area of 4x8 amos. The Gemara says, usually we talk about in those places, usually have three people, and if you have more than which means that usually that's the amount of space that usually you bury people in. You have to assume that it's a kvius, it's a basic forest, and it's also you can't remove them. But if you have more than those three bodies in an area of 4x8, you have to assume that it was, it's not the normal way. It's not the normal way to bury people. And the Mishnah therefore says in Olos, we assume that therefore, what are they? How do they ended up, they fell, a wall fell on them, something fell on them, and they died there on the spot. But it's not really basic for us. And therefore, it was a temporary burial. And if you'd be able to go ahead and move them to another spot, to a permanent burial, it's also, you don't have to assume that there are other mason there to make something tame, to be considered Cohen, be able to go there. And it wouldn't make something, a person had truma, tomatoes, wouldn't become tame. So therefore, these are the materials. It's the way the Beimosha brings down the Gemara in Nazir and Olos, the Mishnah Olos, with all different qualifications as to what exactly the case we're referring to. But based on this, the Gemara said, L'chor, it's the same concept as we said before, where you're going to say, L'chor, the same machlokas. Let's see how the Gemara plays out. The Gemara says, Shimra B'shah Abba B'shem Av Yelkanon, K'shem B'chol Kol Malkan, just like they argue over here, whether if it's too cold, we look at it, if Shimon says it's not that we're too close together, it's not a kerem, and in a kerem, and Chum say no, we look like it's not here, the middle one's not here, and therefore it's a kerem. So too, so they argue here, Chalukah Meshulchas Akvaros, they were the same thing over there. If you found too many mesim, too many corpse in a small area, so if Shimon says it's not a basic kvaros, and according to Chum it is, you just remove Dalmei Hacha, that's looking like the middle one, the middle mace, the middle corpse is not, doesn't belong there. Take it out. And Mimela blighted into a basic forest, remains a basic forest, and it'll be considered awesome. That is the way the Mokhara says we see that similar to two sugyas. Amar Yoina, Lodamia, the case are not the same, very different. Tam, in the case of the by the Mesim, Rivachan Lutzafim. If they were originally the bodies were placed there when they were buried them, and they were spread space wise enough to be considered a regular basic forest, ooh, it was awesome. Someone came in and put another one in there, and Mela, therefore, Yeshman Kar is still considered a cemetery. Shkunas Kvaros. It's too many people now. No, but it was put there originally, properly done, so it got a din of a basic kvaros. You added another one later in there, it doesn't change the status. How about Ritzufa Mitzvah? What about if it was placed that there was originally put in enough, that they were not put in many crowded together more than there normally should be? So we assume it's not a basic kvaros because too many people there, it was only a temporary burial. Ravachan, then you remove one, later got one removed. Now it is considered. The halacha doesn't change, it doesn't become a basic kvaros. Originally, when they originally buried them, it wasn't done as a place to bury on purpose, only done, you just crowded them together. It was a temporary place to be buried, not as a regular, it doesn't have a din. Now that you took one out, took one or two out, and now it's left enough, the normal burial, doesn't change, doesn't become a status for Beis HaKavaros. So therefore, Ram Hacha, but over here is very different. Over here, Mervakot Tzofin, if you had too many vines in originally, it was crowded together, it's not considered a carrot. Now you went ahead and you removed them. Then the question, Machlokes. Then the question, now you remove them in Machlokes, Rosh Shimon and Rakam, whether it's considered a din, you took one out, is that a din now of a kerem or not? Shimon says no, and come and say yes, you took one out, dal mi'alka, it is a kerem. What about the other way around? What about if it was originally spread out? What about originally, it was originally crowded together, and now you went and you took one out? The Rav Kalman agrees, oh, look, it's a kerem. Even Rav Shimon agrees, it's a kerem. The only thing is, if it's here now, do we look at a dal mi'alka as if it's not here? That's Rav Shimon says no. But if Lamaisa was taken out, the Vada is a din kerem. Everyone agrees it's a din kerem. Rav Shimon also would agree it's a din kerem. And Masha ain't came in a case of basic doesn't take a din of status basic kerem. So the two sigyas are not doma one to the other. It's not doma. There it doesn't become a basic kerem. If originally wasn't made a basic kerem, it doesn't get a din of a basic kerem. But over here, it gets a din of a kerem. Even according to Rav Shimon, we get a din of a kerem. So, mainly, therefore, the two sugyas, not like Rav Yochanan, does not, these two sugyas are not applicable, they're not the same shita. So, the Gemara, Maplikosin. So, what is the Makloikis? Bats between Rav Shimon and Chachamim, the Gabbat Kvarim. What is the Makloikis? What's the tom of what they argue about over there? So, the Gemara says, Mishabah, the case of Batsu Tufin. It's about a case where a person came and he found mason that were tzufin that were crowded together. He doesn't know how it was done originally. It wasn't that it was done originally buried together, crowded. That's not a basic kvaras. But over here, you find a person stumbled on it and there were a lot of kvarim, a lot of too many mason in one spot. So we don't know what the halacha was. How was it? Was it originally buried separately and then you added another mace to the thing and now it became a tzufin? Or was it originally not done this with a katkila, which means it doesn't get a din of basic kvaras? He doesn't know what the halacha. We don't know what the metzias was originally. That's the shayla. Here in this case, I say, if it's buried, if it's not now, it doesn't look like a basic kvaras, too many people buried here, I'll say it's not a basic kvaras. A wall fell on them, a wall of rubble fell on them, and they all died together like that, crowded together, one on top of the other. Therefore, it's not a basic kvaras. And that's what's called, he holds it's not a basic kvaras. That's what he would hold. But the Chachamah would say, now it would say, no, that maybe, I'll tell you, really, we have to assume maybe that they were taka spread out, and then they came crowded together. They added more mason on top of that. And maybe it would be considered a kvaras. It's a suffix. We have to be concerned ourselves. Maybe it is. And therefore, that's the makhlokes. Do we have to assume, in other words, in a chanami, if it wasn't a basic kvaras, clearly the katchila, it's not a basic kvaras. Now everyone agrees that. And if it was a basic verse originally in a chain, everyone agrees it is a basic verse. My clock is, we don't know what it was. There's a shayla, according to the Chachamim, according to what it says, according to Rav Shimon, it's not, it's a suffix, and maybe we have to assume that it's not, that it's just crowded together, and according to Chachamim, we have to assume maybe there was, therefore, it has a blipe, the din of a basic kvaros, and dal mehocha, we look at it like if it's not here, and it remains therefore, the din of a basic kvaros, according to Chachamim, remains even there now. And it remains now, the din is a din, and that's the machlokes tanoim that we found over there in Mesakas, Mishnah Olos and Mesakas Nazir. That's a different sugya than the machlokes that we have here by sugya of Kalayim. Mishnah continues. What about a case where a person went ahead and planted an area, but you have a field that has enough space, it's considered a vadei kerem. But in the middle of the kerem, there's a space that is separates the two parts. Can you plant zera in that case? What's the case? The marshal, the Mishnah gives an example. Kavitcher over kerem, you have a ditch that goes through a kerem. The ditches are makasara, it's 10 deep, 10 tvachim deep, and rachel arba, and it's 4 tvachim wide. So it's clearly a separation in the partition between the different things that are growing in the kalayim. Now you want to plant something in there. What's the halacha? If this ditch goes through the whole kerem from beginning till end, mafulish through the whole thing, from beginning to end, it looks like two different karamim. And even the Rabbanon, you can sow, you can plant inside, you could sow something inside. It's not even a din of the Rabbanon of where it looks like Marasayan, like Kalayim, because Lamaisa, the ditch shows that's clearly the entire length of the field. It's a separation, Memela, therefore, it's enough of a separation, and the Rabbanon say it's enough that it doesn't look like it because you have enough of a ditch that goes through the whole area. And maybe if you're even plant Sarayim Lechatrila. Dimlav, but if you don't have the whole ditch, it doesn't go through the whole area, it doesn't extend the entire beginning to the end. Harika gas, we look at it like a gas, like a wine press, in the middle of a courtyard, in the middle of a vineyard. Memela, look, is you can't, in a gas, you can't. We'll discuss why in a gas you can't. If a guy, if it's a wine press, it's in the middle of a field, you cannot go ahead and plant something there, Zrayim, in the middle of it, And Gemara's going to discuss what's the size of a gas? Why is a gas different? We'll see if the Gemara's going to explain what exactly a gas is, the measurements of a gas, to understand that it's different than a choritz that has that space. Now we said a gas in the middle of a kerem. We had a machlokes tanoim, and ready to discuss whether you're allowed to consider it enough. Is it big enough or not? Is that enough of a separation? We'll see the machlokes coming up in a moment. So the Gemara says, what's the din of a gas? A gas of a kerem. If you have a gas in the middle of a kerem, you have a gas that's in the middle of a kerem. What is a gas? You have a pit that's a wine press, that's plastered pit that's used where you go and you keep the wine stored in there and the grapes stored in there. So therefore, and it's deep. And usually it's 10 tefachim deep and it's 4 tefachim wide, but it doesn't go through the whole kerem. It doesn't go through the whole vineyard. So what's the halakha in such a case? What's the halakha in such a case? Of course it has that space. It has to be amaka arba. You're allowed to plant inside. According to Lez, you're allowed to still plant inside. It is enough of a consideration. The walls of the gas are enough to be considered as if a separation. Mamela, therefore, you're able to go ahead and plant in there. Zakharazor, you're allowed to plant Pesoka. And that we don't argue because you have the space of the kerem is considered good enough and it's okay. But the Chachamim say you can't do it. Why the Chachamim say you can't do it? Because even though in a Hanami you have it, the walls of the gas of the wine press separated from the kerem, but since Lamaise it's in the middle, it looks like it's part of the kerem. You can't really see. If it's a ditch that goes through the entire kerem, as the first case in the Mishnah, choritz that goes through the whole thing, that clearly shows that it's separate. You can clearly see it's separate. It's not a problem. But if a gas which doesn't go through the whole thing, even though the walls make a separation and you have the right size, the right seer of 10 tefachim deep and 10 tefachim wide, and 4 tefachim wide, Lamaise, it still looks like it's part of it. It's nikkur midrabbanan, and it's not a separate thing. And may the Chachamim say that you're not allowed to be a kerem, it's not considered a kerem, you're not allowed to plant Zerah Bisoko, or that's when Yaakov said you can, and he says that you can't. We'll have to see in the Gemara to define exactly what is the machlokes between the Chachamim and the what are they arguing about? Mishnah continues. What about Shomera b'kerem? What about if you have a place, a Shomera? What's a Shomera? Shomera, the Ma'ari Fulda explains, it's a mound that you have in a field that the Shomer is where the Shomer stands. Like you're able to stand and look at the Chal Gavoa, it's like a mound that's high in the field, in the Kerem, and the Shomer is able to stand on the guardman, the watchman, they stand on it to look around the entire Kerem because it's high up. He can see on that. So you have a Shomer of a Kerem, you have a mound, a watchman's mound in a Kerem. Gavoa has already, and it's 10 tefachim high and 4 wide. Zomer Sof, you got to go plant on top of it as well. You might say Bekodesh, but if there was other branches that are mixed in together that was there on both sides of the mound, also then you can't do it because it's not separate. It looks like it's part of it, and it would be considered, it intermingles with the mound, then the looker would be, it's not considered as if it's separate. It would be considered as part of the kerem itself. We don't look at it like it's a separate area that's lifted up higher up than the rest of it. Lookout mound, we don't look at it that way. And therefore, the Mishnah says it would be considered usher to go ahead and to plant other Zerayim onto that such a thing. That would be considered asur. Be considered asur. Mishnah continues. When we talk about a gap and Shita Tuag Bagasa Beneka, a grapevine is planted inside a gas, a wine press, or a nako, or it's a hole in the ground, a ditch in the ground, Mara says, no Slavadasa. You give the grapevine a 6 tefachim area to work, we can't plant anything alongside. So you could go ahead and plant the rest of it along the other side of the wine press. You could go plant everything. Yossi Yomein, Ancient Alva Amos. 6 tefachim is not enough. You have to have 4x4 Amos to be able to consider. You always do the Sham. If not, you can't plant a. There's not enough just that you have a space of 10 tefachim, 6 tefachim wide to work. You have to have 4x4. Otherwise, it's not considered an area. You can't plant any Zerah in that place. In that place, we have the Zerah Sham. That is the Shita of Rav Yossi. And the question is, what exactly is Rav Yossi arguing about that you need to have 4 Amos? Why would it be considered different? The Chachamim say it's enough if you have 6 Tefachim would be sufficient. But the according to Rav Yossi, you can't plant it. Bias of a kerem, and if you have a house in a kerem zone, so okay, then you're allowed to go plant in it. You have a house. What is the house? What's the size of the house? Well, it says the 4 walls of a house. By Shabakarim, around the house you have the Gafanim, you can plant there because we say the walls of the house are enough of a machitza of a separation, And that, we don't say, yeah, the Gefanim go around it, maybe it becomes part of it. We don't say that, but the house is considered a separate division. The walls of the house make into a complete separate area. And therefore, the Mishnah says, in such a case, you'll be able to go ahead and plant without any shayla, in Mizrahi and Besokha. But we have to still define what is the Machlokes of Yosef and Tanakama, why you would need either four amos separation, or why is six tefachim not good enough. We'll continue where we see the Gemara.